This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is on. We're live worldwide on the Robert Scott Bell Show from Autism One. AutismOne.org if you want to check it out, see that we are really here. There are actually pictures already posted in the show notes of some of our guests that we plan to have on today, including Thalia Michelle from Thinking Moms Revolution and Mamas. We'll get into the promotion of medical marijuana for kids dealing with autism. We also have MyCompassion.org, the group that is sponsoring the Chicago Cannabis Conference in a couple of weeks, June 7th and 8th, on the Navy Pier in Chicago, and we're going to be back for that. Right now, I am awaiting my producer, Super Don. You know Super Don. He's flying in with his wife to be with us here in Chicago in our remote studio at Autism One. So we're going to see what kind of adventurous stories he's going to have to relate when he arrives. And in the meantime, I'll just meander about a whole host of subjects that I'm interested in and also give you a toll-free number. In case the usual one is not working, we have a secondary one available for you today at 877-317-6432. I believe that's right, 877-317-6432. Justin is on the board. Don't make them lonely. Give a call, and we'll see if we can do anything to get you on the air. And I said we'll navigate some surprise guests this week, all week, live, and also a mix. If we do some pre-records, we might play those next week because there are so many brilliant healers dedicated to bringing that power to heal back to the people, to undo the damage from vaccines in the environment, and dealing with all sorts of disorders, including seizure-related disorders. And I will be lecturing on recovery of gastrointestinal health on Friday at 3:15, live from the Autism One Conference. Now, I think that's local time, so it'll be partly when I'm on the air, so I may have to pre-record some segments for Friday, but I look forward to seeing you down here in Chicago. Roseanne Lindsay is with us as well. She was someone who I interviewed in Daytona Beach on, when was it, Sunday? I went to Daytona. That's right. If you missed that show, it was great. Her new book is out, and I finally have a copy of it, The Nature of Healing, Heal the Body, Heal the Planet. Well, where do we start, healing the planet or healing the body? There is evidently, if you read the mainstream news reports, a superbug crisis, And if you step back from that and ask the question I would, is like, well, how did we get here? What is a superbug crisis all about? Did space aliens seed the planet with dangerous superbugs to try and, you know, terminate and then take over? Or was it the ignorance and arrogance of the allopathic petrochemical patent medicine pharmaceutical monopoly that decided that since the advent or discovery of penicillin and sulfa drugs, that they would be able to dominate and destroy the theoretical bad guys on the planet through chemical means, through chemotherapy, basically? So the superbug crisis is interesting. They acknowledge that it exists. They acknowledge that they've overused and abused, and basically to the point of exhaustion, these so-called wonder drugs and antibiotics. Yet, what is the headline read? What is the promotion within the mainstream media? It's that there's a global push to save antibiotics, to save them. Not the people who have been harmed by them, But we've got to save the antibiotics because we just got to keep using it. We got to have stronger chemotherapy. The chemotherapy we had was good for a while, but now, oh man, the bugs have just figured it out. They're eating our chemotherapy for lunch. We need to come out with stronger chemotherapy. That's what this is all about, the global push to save antibiotics. We do not need stronger chemotherapy. We need less chemotherapy. We need restoration of the integrity of the terrain. Of course, that's a radical concept, this idea that the environment or the milieu is more important than the microbe. And that is lost on those who are pushing this agenda to promote even stronger, more powerful antibiotics, which I call, I think appropriately so, chemotherapy. A different form. I mean, most people think of chemotherapy. And by the way, we will go outside the box with Ty Bollinger today. If he's alive and breathing, he's on with me. And he's been working extremely diligently, extremely hard on the Truth About Cancer video series, which is going to launch, I believe, just a few days. So we'll be able to sneak preview even more of what that's looking like. Very exciting what's coming out. So, Superbug Crisis, global push to save antibiotic chemotherapy begins. A post-antibiotics era in which common infections and minor injuries can kill, far from being an apocalyptic fantasy, is instead a very real possibility for the 21st century. That is according to a warning last month from the World Health Organization. Of course, the World Health Organization, WHO, is the same organization that said swine flu is back, bird flu is back, it's going to eradicate, it's going to kill us all unless we all invest in billions of dollars in the stocks of Tamiflu, which has been shown since that time to not do really anything of any consequence other than potentially harm people who take it. Never mind that we know and that you know there are ways to address infectious disease that do not require toxic chemotherapy. These things of the natural world of creation without man monkeying with it and altering it in such a way that they become quite dangerous are available to you now. They were available before in various incarnations, so to speak. But today we have the ability to recognize, and we should, because Antoine Béchamp said it long ago. Claude Bernard said it long ago. And in theory, I wasn't there that I know of, Louis Pasteur acknowledged it too, the law of the terrain. It is the terrain, the milieu, and the environment that determines health or disease, not the pathogen. And it isn't that we don't want to reduce pathogen burden in bodies that are overrun with them, but to think that you could blame the pathogen as the cause of your disease rather than acknowledging that your body became a willing host for that so-called pathogen, or that that pathogen wasn't even caught, it was created from within, from microbes that were always there and that manifested differently because you gave them a different body by not knowing what I didn't know either in much of my young life, that polluting the body with toxic pesticide residues every day, that eating food laden with additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, herbicides, and fungicides would alter and intoxicate our cells so that they could no longer be, let's say, hospitable hosts for the good guys as well as they once would. And the so-called bad guys would then inevitably, invariably take over. And that's what we're doing. Yet, here we are, 21st century America, and this article is published, and I have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, in the New Scientist magazine publication, The Superbug Crisis, Global Push to Save Antibiotics. Did they just not get the word about the law of the terrain? Did they just not understand the concept that if you pollute a body, that it will be a host for microbial life forms that could kill you? Where is it that they don't read this stuff? Or could it be that their economic survival and lifeblood depends upon you not knowing that the microbial explosion is not due to the bugs being bigger and badder than they ever were because they're just so mean and nasty and they want to kill us all? That it literally is the ignorance and arrogance of pharmaceutical man that has said we must pollute and intoxicate, okay, we don't use those words, we just got to kill the bad guys, right, by any means necessary. We got to declare war on the terrorists. The terrorists in this case are methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, for instance, MRSA. Never mind that there would be no MRSA without the senseless or let's just call it irresponsible attacks on Staphylococcus aureus bacteria by mad doctors and scientists who thought all they had to do was poison them and they would be gone forever. Does anybody pick up on this arrogance, this level of arrogance? Like those that say, we've eradicated, name your disease. We've eradicated smallpox. No, we have not. We've simply renamed it. And these diseases, the pox diseases included, were on their way out long before the vaccines were ever introduced. In fact, in many cases, the vaccines precipitated the rise in things like smallpox. Go back and read the, well, official stories. It's got a lot of that in there by Liam Sheff. Or pick up my book, To Unlock the Power to Heal, that I wrote with Ty Bollinger. You'll get a better sense of the history that we were never taught. And now we're here at Autism One this week. Why? Because there's an explosion, an epidemic of an iatrogenic, you could call it a disease, but it's a toxicological environmental assault on the children of planet Earth and the people via taking toxic environmental pollutants that you couldn't put in a child's drinking glass with juice, lest you would be charged with attempted murder. But if they put it in a syringe and inject it in you and claim that it's so that we'll hopefully elicit a powerful artificial antibody response, that somehow we're doing you a favor. Not much of a favor if you ask many of the parents here at Autism One, having children that have succumbed to the toxic poisons that were injected into them because their pediatrician said they must do it or else their children would die in childhood. Or if not outright die, would suffer needlessly from diseases that were supposedly eradicated by stimulating the artificial production of antibodies. Am I making any sense here? Is anybody out there? Let me know. We've got a lot more to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. We hope to be joined by Thalia Michelle at the bottom of the hour. Mom's advocating medical marijuana for autism. Mama is the group. And, of course, the Thinking Moms Revolution that is very well represented here at Autism One each year. And we'll get together with them. We also have the big event. If you can't make it to Chicago this weekend, I'm here today, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Atlanta at the Cannaway event. And then Sunday back here in Chicago for more of Autism One. If you can't make it here, then June 7th and 8th on the Navy Pier in Chicago for the, it's a big conference. It's going to be huge. The Chicago Cannabis Conference 2014. On the Navy Pier. What a great time to be alive, seeing the transformation of consciousness, the acceptance once again of the plants of creation for healing. And that also includes the minerals and even the good metals like silver, which can eradicate the need for resorting to these antibiotics that don't work anyway. No superbugs allowed here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hugs are happening here at the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from Autism One. And we got joining me. She's a healer in her own right. She was my co-host on Sunday in Daytona Beach, and she's up here in Chicago. Are you stalking me, or am I stalking you? It's Roseanne Lindsay.
I just seem to follow you wherever you go with your book.
Yeah, but you appear, and guess who else appears?
Super Don.
It's not true.
I decided to stop by this booth here. I was wondering what this book is about.
What is it called?
Unlock the Power to Heal.
It is Super Don. He's here. He's here. Hallelujah. And you know, I made it through a whole segment, and Justin on the board was going, "Where's Super?" It's just not the same. Super Don's gone. But he's here. He's traveled across country.
I just flew in from Jackson County, Oregon, where they have successfully passed Measure 15119, banning GMOs.
That didn't just
victory.
Happen.
Victory. Wow. It happened. Yeah. It worked.
We have that linked up in the show notes, so I definitely want to talk about that. What do we got here? Let's see. I can't take that call right now. Roseanne also being here at this event, which is really exciting. And I'm finally holding your book, The Nature of Healing, Heal the Body, Heal the Planet. And appreciate so much all the work you put into this. I mean, you've got more books in you, but this one's substantial.
Well, I wanted to make it a little bit comprehensive because I wanted to talk about body, mind, spirit. So the book is actually separated into three parts, body, mind, spirit. And it's about our disconnection and our reconnection in order to heal. We come here perfectly healthy. We reflect the planet in which we live. We're self-sustaining, self-healing, self-generating, just like the planet. And what happens is when we live our lives, we suppress the part of ourselves and we disconnect. We denature from the planet. And as we denature from the planet...
That's an interesting thing to say, denature from the planet.
Yeah.
It says a lot.
Well, and we start plugging into other things, electronics.
Yeah.
In order to heal, we have to kind of recapture that sense of nature, who we are, and the best way to do that is to connect renature to the planet.
Mm-hmm. Renature, denature to renature. And, of course, I was talking about conquering the planet. Modern medicine has done that with antibiotics, or so they thought. It turned out it didn't work out all that well in the end. And yet their only answer is we've got to find more powerful antibiotics. But you pointed out, like what I've said on the air before, that what are they doing to try and extend the life of their antibiotics?
They're adding silver.
Wow.
Yeah. Excuse me. Why would you do that? You've been denigrating silver for 50 years. Oh, it doesn't work. It's not proven. Oh, it's dangerous. And now you're going, our antibiotics don't work. What should we do? I know. Hey, let's grab some silver. Hello.
Well, and what chapter in your book, Robert, talks about that?
What, the silver?
Unlock the power to heal.
Well, there is one that when Ty and I were putting it together and editing it, he said, you blinded me with silver science. That chapter. So we get into
in section 4, that's where we go into the silver aloe protocol. So
yeah.
You're definitely going to find it there.
I think that's worth the price of admission, because that's where you're bringing a very potent protocol to, let's say, to everybody, you know, to heal the gut, which is perhaps here at Autism One as well. One of the most difficult things with these children is the gut health, the integrity or lack thereof of the lining itself. And the dysbiosis that results, and the fungal growth, and on and on and on. And so that protocol I found, again, because that was my starting point to heal my gut, 2 years it took, now 2 months with this protocol for worse. And wait till the copper hydrosol comes out. I think we might be able to have that time again.
They've been working on that for a while.
I know. I have some. I've been testing it. It's pretty phenomenal. But the copper will also address the fungal species and also parasitic species, protozoans, even more efficiently. And also, it's kind of the, how would you say it? It's the governor for the use of zinc in repair. Copper controls zinc. But there's a lot of copper coming in through supplements. It's too much. But the hydrosol form will be safe, like the silver form of hydrosol. So we'll be able to use copper again and help the repair even faster.
Wow.
How cool is that?
And it won't turn you orange.
You'll turn green like the Statue of Liberty.
Green, that's right.
Yeah. So anyway, so Superdon, you're really here.
I am. Yeah, I know. I jumped right in the middle. I just totally interrupted what was going on.
There's Talia. We're going to hear from her at the bottom of the hour. She's from Thinking Moms Revolution and Mama, the moms advocating medical marijuana for autism, and that's coming up. But you're in your body. You're out of your body. You look pretty solid.
You know, it started at 5 a.m. this morning, so, you know, I think I got about 2 hours sleep, so yeah, maybe some of this 911 burnout might help here, but took a couple of flights, made it over here, and happy to be here. I can't wait to start meeting some people.
Well, we're going to do that. We're going to be together all week, so check it out. AutismOne.org is the place. The links are up to it at robertscottbell.com. Roseanne Lindsay will be stopping by in and out all week, I think, right?
Sure.
Awesome. So we know we've got some confidence going on here and a lot of beautiful, loving people. So come on down and see us. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale,
Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
Yeah, we're grooving for something. We're grooving now because Talia Michelle is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show in person. We've got a picture we'll be posting soon with Super Don as well. You'll see the featured picture in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com from Autism One in Chicago is beautiful Talia and me. I feel so happy when I see her. And she's doing great work. She's been here at Autism One for many years, prior to my involvement as well. I will acknowledge that Super Don really is here. It wasn't just a pretend Super Don. He's really sitting next to me now.
I flew in the window wearing my cape.
We're getting some pictures. Did they give you a coffee enema at security, TSA?
No, but you know what? It's funny because I, what did the TSD, you know what? They confiscated my hair gel. I don't know how I'm going to make it through the rest of the week now.
I have some you can borrow.
So, okay. You know, listen, people on the plane can rest assured I was not able to blow up a plane with my hair gel.
You know, that Super Don's a novice traveler because he brought hair gel. Everybody knows you don't bring,
you
hair,
can't
gel.
Bring hair gel.
Ever since Something About Mary, you never bring
Super
hair
Don
gel.
Super Don needs his hair helmet. What is he going to do now?
Luckily, you have Talia Michelle here to rescue you.
That's right.
Oh. I am a connoisseur of hair products.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yes. So right. I have... hair
you
gel,
have hair helmet.
Because I know how to put my hair helmet into a suitcase.
All right.
All right.
Excellent.
Well, now, these are learning things. I'm just the Padawan learner.
I would just put my head in a coconut and just swish it around. And then it'd be, hey, look, the hair is good. Right? So there we go. Well, we got a lot of cool things to do here. We're going to be catching up with Super Don all day today as well because I want to hear his adventures. But peppering that in, there's that bigger reason that we're here at Autism One. That is to bring the power to heal back to the folks that most desperately need it. A community that has been harmed by vaccines, and now we're learning, of course, harmed even more, or at the same level, but in an extremely doubling down way, which is more than that, the harm that is caused by GMOs, genetically modified organisms, and that includes the Roundup Ready crops and the Roundup itself, glyphosate. And so we're going to get into, of course, that discussion right now with Talia. So, Talia, after years of being with the Thinking Moms Revolution here, seeing things shifting, there's a lot of moral awareness on many things to help these kids. But the issue of GMOs and glyphosate, that's a shocker almost. I mean, we're not shocked so much, but still, that the science is validating just how dangerous this is to the health of our children, how much it's contributing, that's big.
It's a big deal. I just interviewed Stephanie Seneff. She is a senior research scientist at MIT. And she believes glyphosate is a major contributor to the autism epidemic, that it is causing neuroinflammation and encephalopathy in the children,
mm-hmm.
and that even Alzheimer's is actually autism in the elderly, and that glyphosate is probably, she implied, mm-hmm. the primary culprit. And for me, as an autism mom, having come here for 3-4 years, and hearing various lectures and different things, this is sort of new information. I mean, it's been on the radar a little bit, but to have an MIT scientist come out and say, hey, you know, it's a bigger deal than you think, and parents should be addressing this as much as they address, you know, the gluten,
right.
that they actually should be looking at what foods have
sure.
GMO. And after hearing her talk, I think I would probably recommend people cut GMOs before they even consider gluten. Gluten would actually be... cut too if you're cutting glyphosate because the
well yeah
crops,
there's a direct relationship in much of that case
yes.
but I agree the gluten is something that we have addressed or dealt with as a species. It's not completely foreign and completely new,
right?
Certainly the modifications to the wheat and the way we've over relied and overused and abused it, that's real. But I agree with that statement that the GMO, the glyphosate, is a much bigger issue than gluten. If you reduce that, I think the gluten intolerance will drop. Of course, healing the gut, that's what I do, and that's what I'm going to be lecturing on. I wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal as well with Ty, is everything, because then we find some people that were gluten intolerant prior are not so much afterwards because it was about the lining. But we're not saying that, oh, yeah, now vaccines are perfectly safe and fine compared to glyphosate. No, we're not saying that mercury is suddenly a essential trace metal for ingestion. No, we're not saying that. But the more we learn about these GMOs and the glyphosate Roundup, the more horrific the things are that we're learning it's doing to these children and adults as well.
Yes. So after speaking with her, I am absolutely convinced that, and this is new for me this year, that parents should have this on their radar mm-hmm. as much as gluten or casein or vaccines or any of the major things that we typically talk about when we talk about autism and autism recovery.
Right.
And the way that glyphosate affects the epigenetics is entirely reversible, which is fascinating as well, because I'm talking to people here that are saying, no, you know, they used to say, oh, you have a window until they're 6 years old or 8 years old where you can pursue recovery. But now with this mm-hmm. sort of information on glyphosate and how it affects the epigenetics of the children, I'm sort of thinking, yeah, you know, adults with autism mm-hmm. can be helped tremendously, and some are saying can be recovered.
Yeah, well, I would agree with that. I think that, you know, the argument that I made from what I learned from my mentor in homeopathic medicine all those years ago is, you just don't put foreign toxins that the body has never dealt with. Since there's been the planet, these things are newly created by man. And to expect reasonably that we have the enzymatic tools to break those things down, or the ease from which we would use metabolic pathways of binding and excretion, would work just like it's a metabolic waste. It's the height of arrogance and madness. And,
absolutely,
of course, from the mind of man. I don't know if there are any women involved there, but the men are really...
Probably not too many.
They're bugging me.
We can be arrogant.
You can be arrogant, too?
Very.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But the thing is, the women, if they knew their power, those arrogant scientists would stop what they're doing. If the women knew, would they? They could just cut them off.
Who's the doctor from the CDC that was at the...
Julie Gerberding? That went on to Merck, or a different one?
A different one. Colleen.
Okay.
She just...
Oh, Boyle.
Yeah, Boyle.
Yeah, Colleen Boyle.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
okay.
There
we
go.
Colleen Boyle on the butt.
She was the one that got grilled by the senator.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Arrogant.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I don't call her a woman anymore. When they're like that, they're not women. To me, that's just...
She's
not...
She's right up there with, like, Janet Napolitano.
Yeah, they're not women. They're like wrestlers or something.
Automatons.
Like, yeah. Something dangerous. Something far more dangerous and sinister. And you know, this glyphosate issue, Jeffrey Smith, we had on last week talking about it. You're right. It's only compounding the issue. Again, the focal point on mercury and heavy metals is not something we're leaving behind. We
absolutely
know
not.
That's an incredibly deleterious impact, the injection of these things in the kids, and the fact that these vaccines still contain these heavy metals, despite their claims otherwise, is something that every pediatrician that vaccinates with this stuff, it just makes no sense in the world to me, except that they park their conscience somewhere else.
Well, and the Roundup has heavy metals in it as well.
Yeah, oh, that's a good point as well. But the other thing we wanted to talk to you about, Talia, is cannabis and autism issue. We're here also. We're sponsored by our friends at Hemp Meds PX as well. Sovereign Silver is here. Our friend Paul Baratiero. That's with the robertswater.com.
This is like the row of awesomeness
right here. It's a place to be.
I mean, right next to us, I mean, this is the people from My Compassion. Right?
Yeah, My Compassion is here
and
for the
Hemp PX.
Yeah.
I mean,
and we're set up right there
across the
aisle.
How awesome
so
is that?
We've got it going on here. So everybody come on down to Chicago and see us. So we interviewed you before. By the way, I have to compliment you. You're such a good communicator. It's such an absolute pleasure to have Talia on. I mean, it's like we don't have to do anything.
Yeah,
hi, Talia.
We'll just kick back.
There she goes.
Ready? Go.
And it's not only passionate information, but knowledgeable, very grounded in stuff. And again, thank you for what you do. And now you're doing it not only with the Thinking Moms, but on this cannabis I would say crusade in a way.
It is a crusade. I like the word crusade because it has a religious connotation. And in being from Texas, one of our missions and the goals of MAMA, Mothers Advocating Medical Marijuana for Autism, is to reach out to the churches and the conservative Christian base in Texas. So I do like the word crusade. I wrote an article recently for Thinking Moms called Cannabis Crusader, and I think it embodies the passion I feel behind this issue. I believe it is a conservative issue. I believe it's a freedom issue.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to being a life and death issue for many of these children. There was recently a little girl in Wisconsin who passed away on Mother's Day. Her parents had fought for legalization of cannabidiol. They could not get on the Charlotte's Web waiting list until the state legalized. They legalized, and while they were on the waiting list, their little girl passed away. And when I hear stories like that, it becomes very easy mm-hmm. to get fired up about this and to become driven about this issue.
Right. And you know, Ty Bollinger, my buddy, he's going to be on. He does Outside the Box Wednesday every second hour on the Wednesday show. And he also takes this kind of message into the churches and recognizes that there's a cognitive dissonance or disconnect that, and I was guilty of this too, and I wouldn't outright say it, believe it's the devil's weed, but the concept of that it was somehow immoral or, you know, it's a
bad,
you know, in any way, shape or form.
You know, just for the heck of it yesterday, I actually went and looked, because it's been a while since I'd watched it. I actually watched Reefer Madness again.
Really?
I was going to bring that up.
And yeah, because it's been so long, and I remembered it being ridiculous when I watched it the first time, and it had been years since I've seen it. I watched it again, and it's just hard to watch that and not go, who the heck believed this?
It was the ultimate propaganda piece.
Mm-hmm.
It really was, and it was very effective.
Well, and I think it's interesting because if I'm not mistaken, it was something that was originally put together by a religious organization.
Yes.
And so it's interesting that you're going to the churches to try and educate them, because I think let me ask you,
sure. Just
so we can clarify, why is it you're focusing on the churches and
the
religious organizations?
First of all, my group, Mama started out of a special needs mothers group that met at a church in Austin, Austin Ridge Bible Church. It's a very conservative evangelical Bible church. Mm-hmm. That's where we first met each other in that group. And so most of us are Christian conservatives. And we recognize that it's the conservative Christian base in Texas that, you know, kind of runs the show there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's kind of where the power players are.
Right.
And without them behind us and supporting us, our children don't stand a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So we're reaching out to them. It's also because I believe it's a conservative Christian issue. I believe God created the plant. God created the endocannabinoid system.
Mm-hmm.
God, I think it's a God-given right to use what he's given us. It's a natural medicine. I don't think God makes mistakes like that. Genesis 1:29-31 says, every seed-bearing herb, and he said it was good. For me, that's enough.
The book stops here.
I'm not going to the Supreme Court on that one. We were already there. I mean, it was superior court to that. I agree. And we use that language here. We recognize in my audience there are all faiths represented and even some no faiths. But the fact is, what we call it, the creator of God, this place that we're living, there are plants that existed and pre-existed us that are there for our use. And medicinal, nutritional value is very real. The CBD especially. We'll talk more about that with some folks. Also, the My Compassion crowd, Amish and Heidi, maybe joining us a little later in the program. So stick around. We've got lots more healing to go. Live from Autism One, Super Don's in the house, as well as Talia. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Come down and see us. Yay, roar, the crowd goes wild. Woo-hoo, Super Don's here. Talia Michelle is here. You should be here, too. And come on down. It's the Intercontinental Hotel O'Hare, Chicago. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks if you miss us this week. But you still got a few days to see us. There goes Keith from Hemp Edge. And we're going to talk to him probably a little later. But we'll be back on the Navy Pier for the big event, the Chicago Cannabis Conference 2014. That's June 7th and 8th on the Navy Pier. Looking forward to that. But, Talia, the work you're doing is so important. As I said, for me, I would go into the church and say, what are you guys feeding each other on the picnic? You know, fried chicken,
goldfish,
canola
crackers.
Oil, goldfish crackers, hydrogenated oil. It's like
Kool-Aid.
You know, you go in there to worship and to respect and to revere and you know, to try and be holy, you know.
And the Bible says the body is a temple.
Exactly. That's what I've been saying.
And we treat it like
years.
A trash container.
And how many of them are eating GMOs, feeding their kids GMO corn chips?
Well, even some of the staunch healthy moms it's a lack of education. I think that's the problem across the board.
We're not wanting to criticize for the sake of just being angry. It's just literally to wake them up. And I think those that are leading these congregations need to be called on it and say, you know, what are you doing here? You can't do that to the body.
Most people just don't have an awareness of what it is that GMOs actually do. They just think, well, you know, they're preventing weed growth, and I've been eating this for years, and it hasn't caused any problems, and it's, you know, what's the big deal?
But they're disconnected from cause and effect.
Exactly.
And it's interesting because you can talk Christian religious with cause and effect. As ye sow, so ye sow, shall ye, I can't say it, reap. But, I mean, however you want to say it, the point is, there's a disconnect because we turned over our bodies to mad scientists. And that's what we call the church of now pharmaceutical mysticism. It's a church. The mandated medical monopoly has become the state religion.
Absolutely.
You try to not give your kid chemo when they have cancer, and the state will take that child.
Mm-hmm. And the Period. Doctors are the priests.
The Period. Doctors are the priestcraft in that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that message needs to be that it is not a high ideal to turn your kids over to that profession. And in the churches, I mean, that's the last bastion of freedom we have, whether it be a synagogue or a mosque. I don't care. It's just, you know what I'm saying? This is where we need to regain that sense of spirituality about the body that we inhabit while we're here.
Well, I think part of ingesting so many toxins and trash foods, I hate to, you know, generalize that way, but really that's what it is. One of the repercussions is that it does disconnect you spiritually as well. I do think we're body, mind, and spirit. Food obviously affects your mind, you eat the wrong thing and you're a little brain foggy, or you give a kid sugar and they're too hyper to focus. So obviously food affects our minds, but I also believe it affects our spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And there's energy in food. There's energy in natural organic foods, and that's been shown microscopically. Those really cool pictures that they'll show you, like the energy of a food. It's very different, an organic tomato to a conventional tomato. The picture of what that looks like under a microscope is incredibly different on a cellular level. That energy affects our spirit. Mm-hmm. I believe that. So, yeah, I think it's a bigger issue than just, you know, your gut health, which mm-hmm. is a big deal. And I think what we eat affects us on many, many levels, probably some we're not even aware of.
Sure. Yeah, I think so. And you know, Super Don, when you were out there with the Health Freedom Express, finding these local restaurants, and I was at yesterday, I've got to find the name, so next hour I'll tell you, if you're in Chicago, a really great farm-to-table restaurant, very conscious, clean, organic, and I did a lecture there for 43 people from all different health food stores in Chicago, teaching them about silver and healing and all of this, and at the end, it was so nice, the lady that was running the restaurant, she says, here, and she came out with an organic creme brulee with organic berries.
And
I'm thinking,
nice.
I can count on one hand, on one finger, the time I've had organic creme brulee with organic berries. And I was like, oh, I felt like I had done something. I got rewarded. I never get that kind of – so it was really a fun kind of thing to have happen to confirm. You know, we're on the right path. I have no doubt about that.
Yeah. There are several farm-to-table restaurants in Austin now, and a lot of organic farms cropping up. And I feel good about what's happening in that city in terms of having those kinds of options, being able to find an organic creme brulee with organic berries. That could happen in Austin.
Yeah.
In several places.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So we got to hook you up with Ty Bollinger. You probably don't live far from him.
I don't think we do. I am near Dripping Springs, and if I understand what you said, he's kind of between Austin and San Antonio.
Yeah.
I have a feeling he and I probably live closer.
Well, we're going to find out. Yeah. Real quick, what's the website for Mama?
www.texasmama.org.
M-A-M-M-A?
M-A-M-M-A, yes.
TexasMama.org. Super Don is here. We got Ty Bollinger. We're going to go outside the box because it is Wednesday here in Chicago at Autism 1 in Central Time Zone. We do have a different phone number I'll give you. We'll try and forward the old number if you want to call in. But stick around. Lots more healing to go. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace and the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.